Blog Talk Radio.
The Rad Reality Show, and we're going to kick it off with our theme song.
I should have been
a cowboy.
I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Seen in a young girl's heart, just like
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, the roundtable discussion about Big Brother on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show.
The chat room is filling up, so if you want to call in and talk Big Brother, 347-237-5506. Make sure you push the 1 because I'm not going to pick up unless you push the 1.
Happy Friday, everyone. Today is August 31st, 2012, and it's also Labor Day weekend, so I just want to say thank you to all the hardworking Americans out there. Thank you for all the great products and services you've worked so hard on to show what a great, wonderful country we live in. And I want to say thank you for being here with us on the Rad Reality Show for Big Brother 14 Roundtable Show with Michael Cowboy Ellis from Big Brother 5. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I will be your co-host today, along with our clip master, Mr. Paul from Minnesota, also known as Mr. Sleepy on Fridays. How you doing over there, Paul? How's the coffee holding up?
How's the what holding up?
The coffee. I know you've got some.
I do have some. And, yeah, am I like one of the seven dwarfs, Sleepy?
That's right.
It always
I think we're
happens.
All sleepy on Fridays because we've all stayed up late watching the feeds, and especially when they do these late-night comps that we've all got to stay up and watch, and then watch the fallout from the comps and watch, you know, the HOH person get their room and all of that. So we've all stayed up late watching the feeds, and then we, you know, get up and prepare for the show. So I think we're all a little sleepy, but... So how you doing?
Yeah, that's exactly what happens because not only, you know, sometimes it goes on because of the endurance comp, but the other thing is you always get the initial strategy talk, who's going up, you know, and all that type of thing. And I just have to wait till I hear that, you know what I mean?
Right, I agree. Well, we also have... the host of our show, my favorite cowboy of all time, Mr. Michael Cowboy Ellis. How are you doing today, cowboy?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there. I tell you what a week we had in the Big Brother house. I mean, just so much tension build up and gameplay and, you know, big talk about... if Dan is one of the top Big Brother players of all times, I'd like to hear comments on that today in the show and y'all's thoughts on that. You know, I'm, you know, I don't know. I'm up in the air on it, you know. I think that the only way I think I would say yes is if he pulled this whole game off.
I agree. We do have your guest on the switchboard. Would you like to bring him up and start that conversation right off the bat with your special guest?
Awesome. Let's do it.
Okay. We have Mr. Dennis Luciani from The Average Joe joining us today. Dennis, thank you so much for calling in.
What's up? Dennis, we appreciate you fitting us in your busy schedule. I know that last minute, I know that you're a busy guy. You know, got the ladies at your door, and you got the door locked probably, but we do appreciate you coming on.
I need some help here, cowboy. I need some help fending them off. Get over here, will you?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I tell you what, I would love to be in California, but the weather there is beautiful right now.
Well, between all the fending off of all the people out there and all the reality TV that I've been watching, including, like you were talking about, the whole Big Brother week, I mean, a lot of people have been commenting on the internet. So, I mean, I'm gonna be a Big Brother fan, reality fan, probably till the day I die. So, but there have been some seasons that have been like snooze fests. But, you know, this season almost looked like it was turning into that. It was almost turning into being too predictable, with the introduction of Janelle and Brittany and as coaches. I'm like, come on, if it's going to be just an all-star season, have an all-star season. Don't keep doing, stuff like this. But this last week just dumped Big Brother on its head and made it all new and exciting all over again. Just loved it.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, a couple of things I like to touch base on. How do you like Frank getting disqualified and he could have actually won the veto competition? And why in the world would you just blubber, the word?
I was only in there for a day when I did the press stuff. You were in there for almost the whole summer. You know fully well that when you're in there, it's a pressure cooker. That, everything, your emotions, everything's on high. You're Frank at that point, probably, the whole house is against him. He's doing everything he can to keep probably from Dan from winning and stuff. So he's like, oh, I think I can get Brittany to help me because Brittany was already in talking with me, whatever. Brittany, just say summer. It's summer. You buzzed in, say summer. He's not thinking. You're the normal person that you are out of the house is not the same person that you are in the house because you're cut off from everything. Everything is heightened. All your emotions are heightened. Everything's different in there is what I'm guessing. And, back me up on that, cowboy.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. And, if he just held on and let her answer wrong, he would have got to push the button and got to, push Summer, and it would have pushed his lead even farther. But, but the thing is, what stinks is he went through all of them punishments and came to HOH next week and just to get disqualified. I mean, it was just unreal, And I'll be
unreal, unreal. But at the same time, if he didn't do that, we would not have had the most exciting two episodes we've had so far. This summer. You know what I mean? With Dan just coming out and just pulling that out of his rear end, just being able to throw a Hail Mary to the wind and say, I'm gonna go out and play hard. I'm gonna be a serious player. Dan's already won, so I really don't want him to win. I want a newbie to win because I always want, but right now, he's playing the game. He's really, really, really playing. Nobody else, maybe besides what maybe possibly, Ian could do in the rest of the season. I don't really think anybody else has the mental capabilities to, think that they're playing the game. Everybody else is almost like sheep to the slaughter right now.
Well,
would you guys like to take a call from a listener?
Sure.
This is two of our youngest listeners. They've been calling in for a few years now. They are from Branson, Missouri. And we have Caleb and Cameron on the line. Thank you so much for you guys calling in.
Hey guys, how's it going? American school.
We're homeschooled.
Oh. You know, I'm homeschooled right now. You know, it's gonna take many more years for me to be able to graduate. Cause. But anyways, hey guys, so what do you think about this year, and what do you think about this crazy week we just had?
I thought it was pretty horrible because I'm a huge fan of Britney, so.
Right.
I'm a huge fan of Britney.
I've got to say,
yeah.
Britney looked pretty last night.
Yeah.
She was all made up, looked like she was going to the prom, so. I tell you what, she went out with class, I got to say that.
Kayla, what did you think of her exit speech?
I thought it was pretty classic.
I loved it. You'll always be Judas to me, to quote a wise,
Britney,
wise old man.
Britney had a lot of great one-liners, great lot of things to say throughout the whole show. I mean, just the speech she had when Boogie got eliminated, that was hysterical.
Oh, I know. Her diary room exit.
Yeah.
Goodbye message to him was classic. I'm going to miss Britney a lot. I think she was more lovable this season than on her first season, and I think she's really going to be missed in the house.
I do too.
You know, in the brigade, touched on it. I thought it was pretty cool to have all the brigade there.
I loved seeing them. I wrote down a few of the things that they said. Lane said that he'd like to put Ian in his backpack and ask him, hey, what is 15% of a tip for a $30 tab? And Shane mentioned, they talked about Shane
wearing
saying real men can wear pink.
Yeah.
And then they talked about Danny having the Amy Fisher fatal attraction for Shane.
Yeah.
And Dan and his hairy arms, and they wanted Dan to shave his arms. They had a little, it was almost like a Zingbot zing for each one of the house guests at some point. But they had a great segment on having the brigade back all together again. It was so cool seeing all those guys back together and supporting Britney.
Yeah. I want to know, are our young listeners watching the live feeds, Caleb?
Sometimes, yeah, when I can, and I read spoilers online.
So you're not doing your homework then, huh?
Well, I don't start school Tuesday, so.
Caleb, you shared with me a little bit about how you and some of your friends play a Big Brother game. Can you share with us a little bit about how that works?
Yeah, well, we just gathered around the house. We just played competitions and nominate each other, like the show and stuff. Except it wasn't, 3 months, but it was one day.
Right. They do a one-day Big Brother game where he has friends, and they play competitions. They vote people out. He does this quite a bit. He shared it with me, and it sounds like so much fun, and he's often shared with me that he wishes they would have like a teen Big Brother on maybe one of the other channels where teens would be in a house, maybe
Whoa.
For the summer. And I thought that was such a cool idea.
Yeah, that would be a very cool idea. So it's almost like what they started out with this summer, sort of, with the coaches and versus teams and stuff like that, but you would need a very bigger house for Cowboy. Tell him just how small that house actually is.
Well, my house was really small. I wasn't in the two-story house, but I know that my house was really small that I was in. And, it almost felt like I was a bunch of kids in a boot. I think there's a nursery rhyme about that, but... everybody talks about how cramped it is and everything. So,
the cameras make The cameras make it look a lot bigger, but it really isn't.
Absolutely.
What do you guys think about Julie Chen calling out Shane regarding him shedding tears at Dan's funeral and then trying to blame it on the girls for his crying? I thought that was a classic last night. He tried to put it off on the girls and say that it was because the girls were crying that he was crying. And Julie was like, no, don't blame it on the girls. She really called him out on it.
I think maybe his pink tank top were too tight, and that's why he was crying.
That's a good one.
That's what I would blame it on. Hey, Dennis. Did you notice Joe DeVito, in years past, you know, I felt like they did it during the live eviction. But, you know, you saw this week, he had done before Jen did in the veto competition, which I think was really unfair.
Yeah. I think a lot.
You know, he would took Brittany off if he knew that.
Right, I agree. It was a smart move because just like Dan said, I mean, Dan was pretty much telling the truth up there. I mean, he's still working Frank for every angle that he could work Frank for. But you know, Brittany was pretty much safe on whatever angle that she was going for. So Dan told her that you know he was safe with Frank, he was safe with the side of them. So Brittany was actually a big, huge threat in that house at that point. So she really needed to be addressed, unfortunately.
I think she has a good social game going for her.
What?
Yeah.
My brother Cameron has a question for Cowboy.
Okay. Cameron?
Are you still bull red?
The only bull I get on is a mechanical bull. I'm too old to get on the real thing. But I'll stay with a mechanical bull. Are you, do you like watching the bull rides on TV?
Yeah, I ride bulls.
You ride bulls?
Yeah.
I stuck my little one on a little steer a few months ago, and he loved it himself, so... I tell you what, it's a tough sport. You keep it up, and, you know, it's a lot of fun. I just, when you get older, you got to make the decision. If you're not good, you got to quit because it hurts yourself. But yeah, my little boy, he wants to ride steers. So, you know, how old are you?
I'm about to be 14.
14 years old. Boy, and so do you ride locally? Do you travel? Is it just for fun right now?
Well, I guess you'd say we travel.
You travel?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, I wish you all the best of luck. You know, I once heard, you know, how you can tell a real cowboy, you stick a bunch of marbles in your mouth, and every time you get bucked up, you spit a marble out. When you have no more in your mouth, you're a true cowboy.
Yeah.
Cameron or Caleb, tell Cowboy where you live.
We live in Branson, Missouri.
Which is down the road probably from Mickey Gilley's establishment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all go to any of his concerts?
The last one I went to, they had some of the American Idol people here. We were, and I know a lot of people in shows, so.
Oh, that's cool.
We go to them. Yeah. They have the Prices Right down here right now.
Oh, wow.
It's not the real
Come
show,
on.
But it's the type of thing.
Oh, no, oh, they don't, so Drew Carey's not down there?
No, but there's another.
Ah.
Branson is a great destination to go to.
Wow. I'm curious to the young viewers here. Who's your favorite Big Brother contestant of all time?
Cameron likes Jeff, and I like Cowboy, Jeff, Jordan, and Brittany.
That's cool. I'd have to say, for me, Dr. Will has always been my favorite because everybody's always, just like Survivor, everybody always evaluates Survivor players to Richard Hatch. I've always evaluated players to Dr. Will. You're going to go in there, you're going to go play, you're going to play hard. Dr. Will has always been one of my favorite players.
So, Dennis, what do you think, since Dr. Will is your favorite player of all time, what are your thoughts on people saying on this current season that Dan may have taken his title away as the best player of Big Brother of all time?
I didn't really hear people saying that. I will say, that's gonna hurt me a little because I love Dr. Will so much as a great strategist and stuff. Dan's up there. Dan is in the class of best Big Brother players. I don't know if he's going to be, for me, the best one because, you know, like I said, I'm still a big, huge fan of Dr. Will, but Dan really proved himself this week. Well, but the season's not over yet. Who knows what's going to happen within the next 2 weeks? So, you know, Dan could take a big, huge nosedive, you know, in the next 2 weeks, too. So, you know, maybe he might be the best in 3 weeks. Who knows?
That's right. So we'll have to see how this plays out.
Yes, we will. I think it's going to be my guess is going to be a male is going to be winning this season. I really don't see Danielle or Jen going all the way. I can't see, unless by fluke, because Jen sucks the competitions. Danielle is pretty good. She's strong, but at the same time, Danielle is looking to Dan for, you know, guidance, is looking to Shane for what should I do. But Danielle is not going to, unless...
She's a follower, not a leader.
Yes.
Right. And I don't see Jen making it either. Even if she, by some happenstance, made it into the finals, I don't think that anyone would give her the $500,000 for her... You know,
because she's saying she made a big move. Yeah, she made a big, but she didn't do it on her own. She did it with, you know, she was guided by, you know, by Frank, by whatever. We got to do this. We should do this. Because Jen didn't really have anybody either. So she waited until now to make a move. So she wasn't really playing the game until this week. So to me, to be a good player, you've got to be somebody like Dan and Boogie and Janelle and Brittany were doing. They were working the house since they first walked into the house.
Right. I just think, you know, and that the one competition that she kind of won, I guess, taking the 21-day slop, you know, that, I don't know if I really consider that a win as much as just taking, you know, the punishment, and, you know, she won the POV by doing so. But,
yeah.
I mean, that really
that,
wasn't...
That's a good move on her part to be able to show allegiance to Frank. That's you know, that was a good, smart move on her part, but I just wish she had did a lot more before now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And Ian has been on slop just as long as she has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious on the CBS episode when they had a shot of Shane after Jen used the POV, and they had a clip of Shane going, "Where the hell did Jen come from?"
that was.
Hey, Caleb, and/or Cameron.
I don't know.
No, I was going to ask Caleb or Cameron, after watching how Ian has been a Big Brother fan since he was quite young, are either of you two hoping someday to apply and get on the show?
Definitely. I would like to do that.
So how young were you when each of you started watching Big Brother?
Cameron was probably like 9, and I was probably 12.
Wow.
I was 2 years old. So there. No.
So,
Dennis, I bet you could beat all of them in that hula hoop competition, couldn't you?
Yes, Dennis. You know, I was so, I was like, man, the punishment with a hula hoop, give it to me. Not a punishment. Joe can't hula hoop. Come on.
I know I could, too. It seems like none of them can hula hoop. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
I could hula hoop for an hour in there.
Shane and Ian are the only two I've seen that can do it so far.
Well, Ian did really well. I thought he did really well with the hula hoop, but I didn't actually see Shane.
I didn't see anybody else do it. I only saw because I was watching Big Brother After Dark. So I don't have the live feed. I watched.
Shane said he didn't want to do it. Finally, somebody talked him into doing it. He wraps it around, and his very first attempt, he basically killed it. And then Ian came out of the HOH room and grabbed it up on the catwalk up above, and he did it as well. So,
right, I saw that. I must have been away for just a moment and missed Shane hula hooping. I wish I would have seen that. But I did see Ian, and I know he did really well at it. So I guess those are the only two that can hula hoop. And it was funny when Joe, they did it right after Joe went to bed, and the music sounded, and Joe jumped up and stood up on his bed and was hula hooping, standing up in his bed. It was hysterical. That poor guy.
How long does he have to do it for? What is the punishment? Just a day or a week?
Yeah, 24 hours.
Every hour for 24 hours.
Okay. Anytime the bugle plays reveille.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, that competition looked fierce, but I will say this: I really think it was made for Ian to win. Just for the record,
I didn't see. I mean, I only saw because I haven't seen the rest of it. I only saw basically what was on CBS last night with Joe already having fallen off, and then right before the show ended, Jen had fallen off. So that's all. And I'm really surprised that Ian was able to outlast Dan, if that's the case, because I did see, Showtime After Dark, so I already know that Ian won, so I'm already excited, because we know that there's going to be maybe some drama happening for the week. Ian might be, ready for some revenge, and I'm hoping that Ian does what he said he was going to do 2 weeks ago when they put up both Frank and Boogie, both Frank and Boogie got up, that if Ian wants to play smart, he's going to backdoor somebody this time around. You know what I mean?
Well, the only issue with backdooring at this point is I think there's only going to be one person possible that wouldn't play the POV, and backdooring basically means the person didn't play POV and gets backdoored. The term gets thrown around too often, in my opinion. But right now, it's leaning towards a Frank and Jen nomination from what I've gathered on the feeds.
And also, Ian is locked out of his HOH room, so there's speculation there could be another Pandora's box.
Yep, there's another one.
Uh-oh.
So, they're breaking out. There's going to be another Pandora's box today. Next week is going to be another live double eviction. So they're, it seems like they saved all of the good stuff for the end of the game, and they're really shaking things up here at the very end.
I think that might be this time around. It might be maybe a bad Pandora's box. But this time, that might, I don't know, because right now it seems like everything's been good so far. you know, maybe it might be a bad one.
That could very well be. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't think they're going to be allowing anybody back into the game, do you?
Oh, no.
With only 3 weeks left, there's still too many people. Because they do, like you said, they're doing a double elimination next Thursday. So they still got to get it down to the final four. Two. And,
yeah, we'll be final four next week.
It's going to be final four next week? How many people are
left? Wait a minute. It's a double.
Five.
Okay.
No, there's That's seven right. in there right now, so after Thursday there'll be five.
Oh, five. Who did I leave out? Oh, probably someone that it didn't matter.
Probably but, Jen.
I don't know.
Wow.
You got this week, and then you got double eviction next week, and so it's three.
Good.
Yeah, because I have...
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you what... In a way, I wish that he would put Frank and Dan up this week.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was sort of almost falling asleep dreaming about that last night because either way, Ian's going to get rid of one of them.
Right.
He wanted to, those are two strong. If Ian wants to think about his strong chances.
I was just going to say, Dennis, that Dan was up there early in the morning, probably the last one last night up in the HOH, and basically everything is patched up between he and Ian. They actually were giving flat pack hand signals off on the sideline to both Shane and Ian. And
Ian doesn't know the whole conversation that happened between Frank and Dan, though. So Ian's getting played by Dan, is my opinion.
Absolutely.
I'm seeing Dan. If Frank was still in the game, he's going to honor that commitment to him. But I think Dan is thinking, well, I can honor it as long as he's in the house. But oops, if he gets voted out, I haven't broken my word.
Wow.
Hey, Cowboy.
Cowboy?
Yes, yeah.
Have you ever covered a bull?
Have I ever what?
Covered a bull, like, made the 8 seconds?
I did not. I won't lie to you. I would love to lie to you. But the most I was on one was 7 seconds. I went 0 and 15 bulls. I got on 15 bulls, and needless to say, I lost all of my marbles, and that's all I cared about, and didn't get on another one except a mechanical bull. I actually run a mechanical bull for Gillies in Durant. So, you know, I get on that, and, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's not the real thing, but, no, I didn't clear one, unfortunately.
Wait a minute, you actually had marbles?
What?
I did once upon a time ago.
I covered one bull so far. I just started this year. I've rode about six bulls, and I'm getting on my seventh and eighth bull next weekend. I made it to Nationals.
Wow.
So you just brought that up to slap in my face, huh, to say you're a better bull rider than me. I see how it is.
Hey, I would.
You know what? I hope you clear your next bull to make it farther. I tell you what, you know, I wish that my parents, you know, put me on them at a young age, and maybe I would have been halfway decent. But my mother never knew that I rode bulls because when my brother was riding bulls, she didn't like it. She always was on them and everything. So I actually snuck behind her back, which I was a grown man, but because I was like 21 years old when I started. And so she never knew that I rode bulls. So when I got casted for Big Brother, I kind of said, hey, Mom, you might find something out. I actually rode bulls. And so I went ahead and I told her, because I'd rather told her face to face, and she just shook her head. She was like, okay, whatever.
Wow.
So it was, you know,
you guys know they had a reality show with bull riding, right?
Yeah, Johnny Fairplay won.
Yeah. Oh, he won?
Yeah, he won.
I didn't know. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it was some ranch in Oklahoma, I think it was filmed at, and he won the very end. I don't know what he won, but,
Weren't two of the guys from The Amazing Race on that?
I don't know. I mean, it was reality shows from all over, so, and what was weird is what I remember of it, John Fairplay didn't clear his first bull. I mean, I think it was like one of them, he was skittish and then turned around and this, I guess, city slicker kicked all of their butts.
Wow.
We
have another caller on the switchboard. Would you like to talk to another caller?
Awesome.
Let's do this. Mr. Chi-Town Joe, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing just great. That sounds like Cowboys got a cold.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm tired, and I do have a little sinus code going on a little bit.
Yeah, it just sounds like it, you know what I mean? Well, I can tell you who's going home next weekend in the first one. I think Jen's going to go home in the first one because – you know, Frank will win that POV. There's no doubt.
Well, who do you think is going to go home this week, Joe?
That's what I'm saying. This next week coming, it's a double eviction, right?
No,
so,
this week is not a double eviction. Next week is.
This one coming. The one coming this Thursday. Less than a week away. 6 days a week. 6 days away is double eviction.
Yes.
Okay.
Thursday,
Cherry. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
Jen's gonna go because you know Frank's gonna win it because he can't play for HOH that first or the second I should say the double eviction. And he gave up. He gave up playing for one of the head of household competitions along with that carrot outfit. So he won't be. So he has to win POV, but I have a funny feeling that they're going to get tired of Ian and get rid of Ian on that second eviction.
Well, I think this POV, as Dennis brought out, could be bad for Ian.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And
I totally agree with Dennis.
Yeah, it should be. You know, if Ian really is, you know, is channeling Mike Boogie's spirit and learned anything over the season, he's got to start really thinking about what's going to get him to the end and who he's going to be there with. And if he's got Frank and Dan there, he needs to start thinking about getting rid of both of them.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But Dan's going to definitely bring Danielle because he'll win against Danielle.
Right. And she didn't do anything except follow him.
And the same thing with Joe.
Yeah.
And
unless on the jury, if everybody just really hates Dan that much, if Dan's one of the final two, and just gives it to whoever he's sitting next to, and as like a pity vote. Or they say he played, so he has, you know, he really deserves to be in the final two. If he's in the final two, he should win, depending on who he's sitting next to.
Yeah, he should, but it'll be hard against Ian because Ian just has that photographic memory.
I would love to see Dan and Joe, or Dan and Ian, or Dan and Joe at the final two, and see them. The jury members give it to either Ian or Joe and, you know, let a newbie win. Although Dan, you know, has made some big moves. I'd rather see a newbie take home the big paycheck, and Dan will get you know, lots of props for, you know, the big moves he's made in this season. But I would love to see a newbie win. I happen to really like Joe. I know I'm not in the, you know, majority with that.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. You know, he's a nice guy, but...
And he has
really
something
has
to go back to, you know, I mean, that obviously makes him a lot of money on with the food show, right?
Right.
Yeah,
I,
but he hasn't really done anything to really
show. That's what I mean,
show.
Yeah.
Yeah. He hasn't done anything on Big Brother to warrant, oh, Joe, you know, you're like the best, you know, it's like being on Survivor. You have to outwit, outplay, and outlast. And if you don't really do that, you're not there to make, you know, it's not a show called You're My New Best Friend. That's not what the show is called. You know, you're there to backstab and get your way to the end and be, you know, play your way to be the, you know, the final Big Brother, whatever, even though it's not like the same as Survivor, but you're there to win. You're not there to make friends.
Well, Ian has done that. He's won competitions. He's played, you know, tons of strategic moves. And he's been the catalyst in the middle of many of these, you know, alliances. He's been the go-between and made many of these moves happen. So I would love to see Ian win.
I would, too.
Because
but
of his love for the game.
Yeah.
And just the passion that he has for this game is unbelievable. The knowledge he has for this game is just...
That's also a problem, too, Cherry, because, you know, the passion he has for the game, you know, he made a big, huge error when, you know, when Boogie got eliminated, you know, Ian couldn't contain himself, and it's like...
Right.
You know, please don't... Well, Ian's got to let his... He's got to be a little more humble about what he's doing, because right now it's all going to his head. It's like the rush of the passion, the rush of everything. Because, you know, I just hope that when he gets out of the house, he's not going to have a big, huge ego on top. You know, that he was all that when he was in there. I will admit that he's a great fit. Watching him be able, but at the same time, what he was doing was being protected by Brittany and Dan. They took a lot of the heat for what Ian was doing. So, you know, Ian being the biggest strategic whatever, yes, he's, you know, been there, been involved. It's not like, you know, it's not like he's, you know, he's a real great player, in my opinion. He's a good player. I will, you know, where he's been thinking about the game, you know, not a floater. Definitely not a floater, where he's doing stuff and playing the game where he duped Mike Boogie and Frank and did what he needed to do, but he also had a lot of help from Brittany and Dan, too.
Sure.
You know, I tell you what, speaking of Brittany, something that we have not touched base on, what do y'all think about Brittany and Ashley in the jury house together?
Yeah.
Oh, my
goodness. Brittany's going to kill herself. That's what I think.
I heard Brittany say the other day in the kitchen that she needs an intelligent conversation at least once a day or she will die. And I thought, well, there goes Brittany the first day in there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the poor girl is just going to have one of the worst weeks ever in the jury house until somebody else walks in that door because, I mean, I love Ashley. She's a sweet girl, but she just is sort of, the perception of blonde personified.
Right.
And,
well, you know, I'd like to see Frank right behind Brittany, and just so Brittany can just smile really big and like Ian, you know, because Ian's, you know, goodbye message was, like, awesome, you know, and so it would be great to get Frank out this week. And,
do you think
you know,
she'd rather see Frank or Dan?
I think she'd be happy with either one.
I do too.
I don't think you could go wrong getting out one of them this week. And I thought the double eviction was next Thursday. That's why I say it would be the final four next week.
Julie
know,
mentioned mentioned that it was only 3 weeks left.
Right.
Yeah, so I guess it would have to be this Friday, and which really, really stinks because if it's, yeah, well, unless if it's somebody that's already had HOH, it wouldn't be, you know, such a big deal, but, you know, their reign as HOH will be quick. But, you know, that's kind of, you know, the best way to get rid of Dan, because it's a quick get out. You know, if you got Frank out this week, and then in the quick thing, if someone to get Dan out, you know, in moments of the, you know, heat like that, like they did Mike Boogie, that's the way to do it.
Well, do you think that there's anybody in that house that would beat Frank this week on POV?
That's assuming we don't know what the POV is going to be. POV could be something that's mental this time around, that Frank might, you know, Frank might not be able, you know, might not have the edge on.
Well, I don't know about that. I think because they've done, I think it'll be something else. I don't think it'll be mental, because they're going to save the mental for the second POV on Thursday.
Right.
Because they have to do it quickly.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Frank has been their golden boy this entire season, so I think they're going to have it be something that he will be able to win. I do think so. Go ahead, Paul.
I was going to agree with you on that. First of all, was not a mental thing when they went looking for those shamrocks. That was a POV. So it doesn't have to be a mental thing. But Frank is one of their favorites. There's no question about it. He's a good storyline for, you know, what he's tried to, you know, escape so many times over the season. So I totally see him having an edge in the POV. I want to bring up on another subject, if anybody else caught it, I certainly did, what producer or who in the background told Frank not to call Julie anymore?
Yeah, everybody was calling her Julie or Miss Chen.
Well, it was mostly Frank. He called her Jules numerous times on every live show. And I'm so glad somebody finally told him to knock it off.
It's almost, when the game's almost over, I mean, that don't make no sense. I mean, we've got like 3 weeks left, and here we are, you know, now getting on to him. I mean, that makes no sense. Well, and Frank has his own, he had his own language anyway, which that's probably why they let it go for so long, because just some of the interesting stuff that comes out of his mouth. I mean, like, you know, when he told Brittany to pop a squat. I mean, that's all I can think of is, you know, pop a squat. I'm like, who the hell says that, you know?
And Preach.
Yeah, Preach, yeah. I'm waiting for those T-shirts to come out.
Going back to some of the things the producers have done, last night when Joe went up to the HOH supposedly to say goodnight to Ian, they talked a little game, and, you know,
Joe
had a little game talk.
Joe and Ian?
I'm sorry, Joe and Ian. He went up to say goodnight in the HOH room to Ian, and Ian told him that, you know, your key won't be coming out of the box, and he did mention that he had made the deal with Frank, that Dan and
Shane,
that Frank and Danielle will be safe also.
Yeah.
And then after he read his little, well, Joe walked out of the room and went back downstairs. Ian went over and grabbed his laundry bag to get his laundry ready and walked out of the HOH room, and they made this huge announcement to the whole house.
Can I say it now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
This is a warning. It is against the rules of the Big Brother competition to discuss your nomination for evictions.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. I guess Joe wasn't just saying goodnight. Yeah. Against the rules.
Why is that? But why is that?
Billy Joe wasn't saying goodnight. That's the first one I've heard of that.
Yeah, I've never heard that ever.
I have to go smile all the time.
Yeah, I know.
This is a warning. I was like, oh, what did he do?
I wonder what happens.
What did he say? Because Joe just said he's going to say goodnight. Apparently not.
So. I don't understand why to discuss nominations. That strategy. Why all of a sudden having that big brother announcement?
It's a weird year.
I don't understand why what that announcement was for.
They've never done that.
I don't either. I mean, that's part of what we see all the time on the feeds. Is you're safe. The only thing he said that I had not heard somebody say before to Joe was, "Your key is coming out of the box." And what Cherry was, implying there is, "Wow, how about calling Joe out over the loudspeakers like that?" I mean, that was the producers, having a hand in it, right, Cherry?
Exactly. I mean, and Ian a little bit too. I mean, they're. This is an example of how the producers can subtly, but absolutely,
yeah,
have some, play in how things happen in this game. They definitely can sway, people's thoughts and, really get inside this game by a simple move like that. And, even the house guests were saying, we've never heard that before. Dan's been in there. He's played this game twice. He said he's never heard that before. And so, that was something that really put everyone, wondering what was set up there. And now they're all wondering, what did Joe say? What did Ian say? And
they couldn't have possibly said anything that bad. I mean, all it's talking about, well, who are you going to nominate? I'm going to nominate him. And if this person gets POV, then I'm going to put this one up. What else? What else possibly could Joe say that would warrant a message like that? That seems like it's pure, like you guys are saying, that it's pure manipulation by producers to put a target like, gee, what's Joe and Ian up to? What are they? It sounds like baloney to me.
It was peer manipulation, and when I was doing my promos last night for the show, I actually put one on the CBS.com site, and there were plenty of people on there actually saying that Ian's HOH should be reset because of this. They were furious and literally saying that, he should lose his HOH, and they were going to call CBS and scream that, he should lose his HOH, and this has got lots of viewers, just riled up and ready to see Ian lose everything because of this one announcement that went out through the whole house. And that just seems so unfair to me that the producers can, I don't know.
They're playing. They're doing something else.
Well, like you said to me on the phone, Cherry, that could have been, that could have been handled privately,
Right. They could have taken him, called him into the DR.
Yeah.
Which it has been done before. I have seen, and I'd have to think for a moment to remember who it was, but someone did this before, and it was just, I think, last year, and they called them in the diary room and told them that you cannot do that, and it was handled in the diary room. And they could have done that with Ian, but they chose to make this announcement throughout the entire house. And a decision like that could really impact the game for Joe and Ian. And that's what I'm saying is, they can really have an impact on anyone's game depending on how they handle issues like this, especially toward the very end of the game like this.
Yeah, this goes all the way back to what I believe is just total producer bullshit, where America, you get to decide, should the coaches be allowed to enter the game or should they just stay as coaches? I'm like, give me a serious break. You know that that was their full-on intent as soon as the coaches got onto the Big Brother house, you know what I mean? That they were going to be part of the game. Give me a break, will you?
Yeah, it's something else. It's just this year has been a little different, I think, than most. And,
well, you asked, you know, unfortunately, you asked, you can talk to a lot of people across a lot of the genres of reality shows, including the one I was on, you know, just to be able to know that the producers, a lot of the times, all they're trying to do is create drama any way that they can. So they're going to tweak, they're going to manipulate, they're going to change the rules, they're going to do whatever it is to fit their needs to create ratings and create a great show. If there's something coming up that might be unfair to one person, but they want to create ratings for, oh, well, we're going to have a challenge because we know that Ian's going to be better at it than Frank, they might just throw that into the works. Or they're going to do something that's going to be more better for the girls because the girls are going to be better at it than the guys. It's like that. Producers have a hand. They want to think that they're coming out smelling like a rose, but, you know, those of us that have been in the game and in behind the scenes know that there is producer manipulation going on in pretty much any and all reality shows.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started, Cherry.
Well, you know, Dennis, since we just got you riled up, you know, it's, you know, we're at the end of our show for today, and
we
got to go and listen to you on Sunday.
Yeah. Speaking of, not this coming Sunday, but next Sunday, I will be on Big Brother Whispers chat talking to the fans. So not this coming Sunday, but next Sunday night, I will be on Big Brother Whispers. And so let y'all know that. We do have a rubber duck contest going on, which ends. All ducks have to be in by September the 10th. It is around the corner. So if you've been waiting at last minute to put your submission in for your rubber duck, you need to submit that as soon as possible, or rubber ducks. And I'm trying to think.
Have another caller that just popped up on the screen. Would you like to take another caller before you go?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'm sorry. Area code 903, thank you for calling in. You're live on air at the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, y'all. It's Natasha.
Hi, Natasha.
Hi.
Hello.
How are y'all?
Love you, Natasha. Hi, hon.
Hey.
What's
up? I'm going to hear your voice.
I'm sorry I'm calling late. I've had a busy day.
That's
How
all
are
right.
you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I was absolutely loving last night's episode.
So who are you rooting for, Natasha?
It's changed several times throughout the season. Right now, after what he just pulled off, I think I'm rooting for Dan.
Wow. He already won $500,000. You want him to get all the money, or don't you want to have him want to spread it around a little?
You know what? I think he deserves $500,000 after what he just did.
Can't argue with you with that.
That was pretty phenomenal. But like I said, you know, I've changed throughout the season. In the very beginning, honestly, I was rooting for Danielle.
She's a sweet Southern Belle.
She may need the $500,000 for therapy after this because people have been so hard on that poor girl.
Uh-huh. I agree.
Dan has really messed with her mind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She's going to be breaking down in Vegas.
It's going to be really hard on her, and I sincerely feel sorry for her when she gets out of the house because it is an adjustment for everyone when they get out of the house. But this poor girl... Yeah, it's going to be so hard on her.
I wonder if there are any fan or any fan polls or any has anybody expressed outside what their opinion is of Danielle, because it could go either way, that she's, you know, incredibly stupid for being such a follower, or, you know, she's a really likable, kind of nice, you know, nice girl.
I don't know. I just know that she has had these people that are so-called friends come out and say really ugly things about her. And
yeah.
Haven't had a friend in the Big Brother house in the past. These are not friends, or they would not be speaking out.
Right.
Yeah.
Natasha, hi, it's Paul. What's Kathy's thoughts on this season, and does she share the same favorites as you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I would assume neither of you were sad with the results from last night?
Absolutely not. Matter of fact, she came over last night. She's changed shift this week. And so she came over last night and we watched it together. Mm-hmm. And if you could have been a fly on the wall in my house.
You mean you cut the feeds from your house last night and we couldn't watch that, huh?
Yeah, I cut the feeds. You know what? We should have had a Skype date. We should have had one of, you know, where our little rad reality group got together and did Skype, because I think that was probably more entertaining.
Boy, that would have been fun.
Yeah. But I know y'all are winding the show down. Sorry to call so late. I was just going to call and say hi.
Well, we'd love to get you back on the show.
Absolutely.
Maybe next Friday, so you can call in earlier. We'd love to have you come back on and join us. And at some point, we'd love, love, love to get you and Kathy on together. I don't know how we can work it, but I know she works so much. And if there's any way at all that we can get you and Kathy on, even if Kathy can call in for, you know, just a few minutes, 10 or 15 minutes maybe on a break or something, we'd love to have her call in as well. So maybe we can work on that and get you both on at the same time sometime soon. We absolutely miss you guys so much and just would love to have you guys both back on
and have you on for the whole show.
Yeah, I'm disappointed because we went through your hometown late and didn't get to see you and Kathy. And Alan said that you told him you should have let us know earlier. But it was late. We didn't even know that we were gonna go through y'all's town until last minute. We were like, it was like the GPS took us a different route than the way we went to Kentucky. So we didn't even know we were going.
Y'all passed by. Y'all are probably 1 mile from her house and about two miles from mine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was
wow.
really close. But I did send him some contact phone numbers, so in case y'all come through again, he doesn't have to try to contact through Twitter. He has a number
right.
to get in touch with us. So.
Well, I had Kathy's number, but it was on my other phone, and it was left at home, so it didn't do me any good.
Oh, okay.
So, but, yep. Maybe better luck next time. And, we would love to have both of you on, call in, and talk about the season. The best time available for her. And even if she calls in for 10 minutes, I mean, it's 10 minutes we didn't have. So.
See, right now she's working 2 to 10. I mean, I'm sorry, 6 to 2. And with her being the shift supervisor, it's really, really hard for her to get on the phone. But we'll see what we can do. Their days rotate, so who knows what it'll be. Their days off rotate, so who knows what next week her days will be. But we'll see what we can do.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in. It was a great surprise. I'll have to tell Alan, I got to talk to her.
Good to talk to all y'all, and y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Natasha. You have a great Labor Day weekend. And tell Kathy to do the same, okay, babe?
Okay, be careful. Bye. Bye,
you
everyone.
Too,
bye.
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 Bye-bye.
Well, I hope everyone has a safe Labor Day weekend. I know that mine's going to be busy working, but that's just a lot. But, you know, I do have family coming in for family reunion this weekend, and so I am going to get to see some of my family. So, you know, I'm going to try to fit that in my busy schedule of sleeping during the day. So I imagine I'm going to be tired all weekend, but it'll be worth it, you know. Thank you so much, everyone that was listening online, and people that's going to listen to the archives, and people that called in on the phone. I tell you what, young, medium, older people, it doesn't matter. This show's for everybody, and it's just a pleasure to have all range of ages, you know, listening to our show. And that's one thing I love about Big Brother. It's, you know, it's for everybody. So
yep.
Thank you all so much, Dennis. Thank you so much calling in. Hopefully I will get to see you in Vegas in a few weeks. And
I hope you find your Marvel soon this weekend, too.
Well, if I don't, then I guess I can buy some more, huh?
Yeah, I think I have an extra set.
All right, buddy. Well, I tell you what, thank you so much, Paul and Cherry, for being the producers of the show. Without y'all, this couldn't go on. So thank y'all so much.
Cowboy, if you wouldn't mind, I've been forgetting in the last few weeks to give a big, big shout-out to Thomas, also known as Face Ones, in our chat room. He's been assisting us big time in booking people for our show. I know he didn't. You were in contact with Dennis, and he didn't land Dennis for us, but he's been working so hard for us, and I wanted to just give him a big shout-out and say thank you to Thomas for all his hard work, for
yes.
everything he's been doing for the show. I wanted to make sure that we all remember to say prayers for Kim Coghill, who has had her cancer return. We want to make sure we keep her in our prayers, as well as all those affected by Isaac, who has ravished Louisiana and many of the states dealing with Hurricane Isaac. I know Isaac is about to come over St. Louis right now. We're expecting a ton of rain. So just everyone have a great, safe Labor Day weekend. Take care of yourselves. Have a lot of fun, but just be safe.
Do not drink and drive.
That's right. Or text and drive.
Oh, you guys are no fun.
And don't even hula hoop and drive.
Oh, okay. Damn. I love you guys.
Or if you're Travis Tritt, don't get drunk and get naked in your car.
That's
so,
right. Okay. Don't get naked and go out for smokes.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I hope you guys have me on soon, and I'll be talking to you both soon, all right?
We love having you on, Dennis.
Thank you, Dennis.
Ah!
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much.
I want to mention something, Cowboy, real quick. These are not definitive numbers, but I was counting all the episodes that the Rad Reality Show has done on Blog Talk Radio, and if you also add in what I am guessing is about a dozen shows that he did on Now Live before he came to Blog Talk, this is very close to, if not being, the 500th show on the Rad Reality Show.
Yay!
Wow.
That's awesome.
Something else.
500. Wow, that's a lot of shows.
Wow.
Wow.
It landed on a great weekend, and thank you, Paul, for that's some great information for all of us to
That explains the Marvel.
Well, thank you to the fans, you know, keeping the show going. Ron would be so proud. I know his family is. You know, Jordan emailed me after she was on last week and was really excited that we kept the show going, and she was really excited to be able to call in last week. So I know that Ron's family is very appreciative
of us keeping the show up. So thank you to the fans and Paul and Cherry for keeping it going. And, of course, you know, the other hosts, Michelle and Louie and Coach and that cowboy guy, I don't know who he is, but, you know, he does a good job. So,
that's right. He sure does.
Thank y'all so much for taking y'all's time early morning for a couple of y'all. So thank y'all so much.
Thank you, Cowboy. You get some rest. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy it with your kids. Tell Alan we said hi. Tell your mom we said hi. And just enjoy your weekend. I know you're going to have to work for a good part of it, but enjoy what you can of it. Take care. Thank you for being here with us so much.
My pleasure. I can't believe
all you do for us, and we appreciate it so much.
My pleasure. Thank y'all. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, babe. Dennis, thank you again so much for being here with us. We always love having you on.
I love it, too.
You have a great weekend. Enjoy the Labor Day weekend. Have a lot of fun. Have some for us, and we'll have you back on soon. I always enjoy having you on the show. You're just a load of fun.
Enjoy
Vegas.
I love talking, so hopefully, Andrea, I'll make sure I let you know if I go to Vegas and stuff, and we'll talk, okay?
Okay, sounds good, babe. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, it's been another wonderful show. I want to remind everyone to join us for Manic Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. We have a huge guest joining us this coming Monday for Manic Monday with Michelle Costa. We have Evil Dick joining us with Michelle Costa. You can't get much bigger than that. Those two together, it's going to be a big, epic show. So get your wine, get comfy, and join us for Manic Monday this coming Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. It's going to be a fun one. I can't wait for this one. Thank you all for being here. Go ahead, Paul.
I was going to give Joe an opportunity. Anything you want to talk about for tomorrow, Joe?
Well, I just got to, you know, the usual show, and we'll be, I have a special song that Cherry doesn't have, and it was recorded in Chicago. And it's one song by her favorite band that's 17 minutes long.
Wow. I can't wait to hear that.
Thank you so much, Joe. I think of you. And it'll be interesting. We'll talk a little bit about the Republican convention and what happened. And the songs are, as always, great. I just miss Jerry Lewis on now, so I wish he was on the weekends. But on this particular weekend, you know. But
well, make sure everyone join Joe for his show on Seacoast International Radio.
Right.
.com. And
/, I think.
That is Saturdays at
4:30 Eastern. 1:30 BB time. It's all live. So it'll be interesting. I start working on it today.
I can't wait for this one. Your shows are always wonderful, Joe.
And Adam the Baconator just wrote me. He's having a big party, and he knows I can't come to it, but he wants to help me promote it. for in Hoboken for Big Brother. Viewing party.
Wow.
So?
His parties are always not just a party, but an event.
Yes,
so.
They definitely are. So if you're in the Hoboken area, I guess I'm going to start on that now. So anyhow, I'll see everybody tomorrow who turns up. And if you can't find the link, just go to Chi-Town Live on Facebook. And hit about and go for that link.
And remember, when you go to that page, to
there's
scroll down, because there is a chat room there. You don't see it right away. You have to scroll down the page some. But there is a chat room there. We're all hanging out there in the chat room. So scroll down to the chat room and join us. We're all there chatting and having a good time. So join us there and join the party. It's a Chi-Town live party, and we're having a great time there. So join in and spend some time with us.
Yeah.
Joe, thank you so much for being here with us today.
I rushed in so I could be here with you. So I just miss sometimes Cowboy, and I have to hear him.
it's how it goes.
It's like your voice and Paul's voice.
And your voice on Saturdays. We just got to have it.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. So
I will talk
to you later, and you have a lovely day. And I guess, Cherry, you and I will be sharing some really bad rain soon.
Yes, it's going to be, they said 2 to 4 inches here, but some areas could get 6 to 8 inches in localized areas. So it's going to be a wet Labor Day weekend.
That's going to be a problem.
So, yeah. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and close the show. Thank you again. Everyone,
bye-bye.
Take care. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. Miss him so, so much. I can't believe 500 shows. That's a huge, huge number. I wish he was here with us every single day. I just miss him so, so much. I want to thank his family for allowing us to continue this show. It's such a big honor to be able to do this and continue his legacy. Again, thank you for being here with us on the Rad Reality Show. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Take care, everyone. Be kind to each other. Here's Ron.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
God bless everyone. Take care. Goodbye.